This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The issues of trade and globalization of our economy are often discussed during election years, but these discussions usually omit a very important part of this subject, the impact of free trade on marriage. Sadly, the policy called free trade has done tremendous damage to marriage, as I explain in my new book called Who Killed the American Family? For most of our history, the nuclear family, that is, a married mother and father living in one household with their own children, was widespread and highly respected. Even if they started from humble backgrounds, men could expect to find well-paying jobs in manufacturing or other industries that would propel them into the middle class. The expectation of a job that paid enough to support a full-time homemaker was a lifestyle within reach of most Americans. That's no longer the case. Globalization helped kill the American dream, and with it, the American family. By pushing the United States into free trade agreements with poor countries in faraway corners of the world, globalists made American workers compete with very low-paid foreign workers. The high U.S. corporate tax rate also encouraged companies to look overseas for labor, and manufacturing jobs disappeared in America. From 2001 to 2011, we lost an average of 50,000 manufacturing jobs every month, and working class earnings plunged from the high we knew in the 1970s. With good jobs harder to come by, the American dream became harder to achieve. Men no longer earned enough to permit their wives to stay at home, and more women moved out to a minimum wage job instead of staying by the cradle. Free trade failed American families. The next time you hear a politician talking up free trade, remember that free trade has been an attack on American nuclear families.
Yes, the American family is under attack. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, to protect those you love, start by getting your own copy of the new book by Phyllis Schlafly, Who Killed the American Family? Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy at a special discount at eagleforum.org. If we don't respond, who will? Go to eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report on this 23rd day of December 2014. And just a little tip, you heard it on the news media, you want to buy your Christmas gifts? Well, beat the crowds. Go out tomorrow and buy your gifts, up to 70% off. They've got to clear their inventory. We're talking with Rod Class from North Carolina and the tracks and travails of D.C. I don't know how you would... How would you characterize this, Rod? Shell game, sneak and peek, let's hide from the people that can see?
Let's talk about they're just flat out corrupt, and that goes right back to the Bar Association, because they're the ones that created all this crap. You know, and this is what I was explaining to the guys in jail up there, as I proceeded to explain that we're not dealing with American nationals, we're dealing with foreigners. Because they come under the UN, and I had the guys go up and look under Title 8, U.S. State Code, Section 1481. It shows the moment we took that oath, even in the military, or these public officials, they relinquished their national citizenship.
Hey, Rod, can you defeat that sound? I can hear the little... You got a Mac computer?
They just hung up.
Okay, great. Okay.
But yeah, we started explaining that Title 8, Section 1481, the moment these people took their oath, they relinquished their national citizenship, and under Title 22, USC Code, Chapter 11, Section 611, they had to register themselves as a foreign agent. And the more I got talking with these guys up there, and I started laying this stuff out, then I went back and I showed them how we are listed as enemies of the state. And it went back into as far back as 1798 under an act respecting enemies, alien enemies, which dealt with the French coming over here during that time period. And I walked them up through the 1913 Federal Reserve Act and how they stripped us of our money, give us Federal Reserve notes. I walked them up through the 1917 Trading with the Enemy Act on how licensing and registration came about, because during the First World War, we had companies, Ford, Pepsi, had companies over in Germany during World War I. So if they wanted to do business with their own companies, they had to get a license and they had to register themselves, which was reasonable because they didn't want anything going over there that could hurt our country, such as weapons and stuff like that. Well, this is where licensing and registration came from, the 1917 Trading with the Enemy Act. Well, then I walked them up to the 1933 bankruptcy, and these guys got into it, and they started seeing under Section 2 where we were classified as enemies of the state. Well, then they started looking at this, and I walked them into the 1935 Social Security Act, where they put that $1 million price tag on our head to the state, because it actually is $1.8 million, and the federal government got the $800,000, and the state got the $1 million, but they got $1 million each fiscal year. Well, then I walked them into the Alien Registration
Pledge. Hold on a second, Rod. Pledged against what? Okay, the state gets the $1 million, the Fed gets the $800,000, but the Fed gives the state $1 million every year, but what are they giving that $1 million for?
That $1 million is for every live birth of every child that comes in. That is what they're supposed to be discharging our debts with.
Oh, but they haven't done that.
Well, they're not doing it because the Bar Association has got this thing figured out for embezzlement, and we're going to get into this. So anyhow, I proceeded to explain to the guys under that 1940 Alien Registration Act where the birth certificate came in on why we have to have a birth certificate and why we're given to the state. I said, now, if you get into Title 31 CFR under 653 under judicial procedure, it takes the judge, the prosecutor, and your lawyer to sign off on an order. And under 363, the Treasury Direct Account, it shows that they are getting into our account through the court system on the Federal Reserve site, and they're embezzling money out of our account. These guys went back and looked this stuff up, and they came down and says, my God, Rod. He said, now we know why you're in here. I said, well, yeah. I said, they don't want me out on the street, but they sure don't want me in here with you guys either, because they really don't want me teaching you guys this stuff. Well, the more we got talking to them about it, well, on the 20th of November, which happened to be my birthday, I was pulled back into court, and the judge gave the prosecutor and my public defender time to talk to me. So he cleared the courtroom. Everybody got cleared out because I didn't have any hearing aids at work. So these guys got to talk a little louder than normal because they can't whisper to me because I can't hear. So as we got talking, the prosecutor looked at me. He says, Mr. Class, he says, you're not going to agree with what I'm going to tell you here. He says, you know, you've been right. We cannot allow you to win. And the only way that you're going to get out of here is for you to plead guilty on this. Otherwise, you're looking at 21 years in a federal penitentiary.
Because you're right.
Because I was right. And I looked at my public defender. I said, are you telling me? Because him and I had the conversation on the Spanish Inquisition. And you know what a Spanish Inquisition is. You have to confess your sins, whether you sinned or not, keep from being tortured. So I looked at him. I said, you mean tell me I have to confess my sins here? He says, yes, you do. I said, so in other words, either I sit down and I either admit or else I'm looking at jail time. He said, that's right. I says, all right, fine.
But wait a minute. Okay, let me stop you right here, because Rod, in the normal world, if you're found guilty of something and you have a point that you bring up in the court that you may appeal upon, and they've already admitted to you that they're wrong and you are right, how could they believe that they could send you off into oblivion in some little cage someplace for 20-plus years?
Well, the point of it is, it was a threat, because later, after I got out, I found out. And let me get through this, and I'll tell you why. At that particular time, I agreed to this, because I was supposed to get out the next day. In order for me to get out, I had to agree. But there were things that was going through my mind, because if I was supposed to be in court on October 27th, but I was informed that there was a brand new indictment on the 24th of January.
Hold on a second, Rod. I've got to take the break. Let's pick it up exactly there when we get back. 3 minutes.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts, and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
We're back. My guest, Rod Klass. And I guess this sound, Rod, you became very familiar with in your travails. the sound of handcuffs.
yep, handcuffs and shackles. Because they had my feet shackled and they had me handcuffed to my waist.
And who's ringing the bell?
Not me.
That's very interesting. That was a little Christmassy thing. That was a bonus, and we have no idea where that came from.
And it's still ringing.
That's kind of insane.
Well, yeah. It's thanks to NSA, we need to thank them for their Christmas spirit.
Okay, I think it quit. Thank you. That's the strangest thing that's ever happened to me on radio. At any rate.
We mentioned NSA, they quit.
Well, they're just there to protect all of us. I mean, let's face it. We're all potentially terrorists in our own country because what we're trying to demonstrate is there is the rule of law, there is constitution, there is statutes that will fly under the constitutional banner, but they don't want to recognize it. Okay, let's pick up where we left off.
Well, anyhow, what was going on here is that when this happened on November 20th, now you got to remember, on November 4th, I was rearraigned on an old charge, but it was a new charge, and that there was a grand jury indictment. Well, if they did a grand jury indictment on the Capitol Hill grounds, then they had to dismiss the other charge in order to bring that same charge under a new indictment with a new arraignment on me. And this was going through my head here as we were sitting here talking, and he proceeded to explain to me about this stuff, and I ended up having to, at that time, I agreed to sign it because I was supposed to get out on the 21st, and I wasn't going to do anything at that point to screw it up because you can't fight them from inside that well, not with what we're doing here. So on the 21st, when we got in there, Judge Roberts now says, okay, Mr. Klass, you have the right to an attorney. You have the right to be able to file paperwork for discovery. I said, whoa, wait a minute. I said, I went through this with Kessler. I said, is this a brand new trial? Are you starting over again? He says, yes. So I thought to myself, Rod, keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything further because, number one, they just sit here and told you they had a brand new grand jury on you to bring the D.C. Capitol Hill charge on you, so they had to drop the one case in order to start the new case. You just got rearranged here. Now they're giving you a brand new trial. I said, so I thought quick. I said, okay, just keep your mouth shut. Let's run with this and see what they do with it. So I kept my mouth shut. And we went through this whole process, and I agreed to the plea agreement in order to get out, because otherwise I was looking at 21 years for a trumped-up charge. So I agreed. I got out. Well, after I got out, my buddy that picked me up proceeded to explain to me, he said, do you know that the United States Supreme Court was getting every one of your documents? I said, well, I didn't know any of this. I said, nobody said squat. He says, yes. He says, every document you sent, it went from Robert's office straight up to the United States Supreme Court, and they was telling the federal court to suppress my paperwork and telling the prosecution, do not answer this man. Do not answer him.
Now, for the listener's benefit, what is the danger there of answering anything in a court of law? What's the risk there for the government?
Well, the risk was is they could not rebut my paperwork, and they had to admit to the statutories. They'd had to admit to the congressional records of Congress's ruling, statutes at large, Code of Federal Regulations. Because, see, what we did here, ladies and gentlemen, is I started them out on the Constitution. I walked them through all the congressional records. I walked them through the statutes at large, which is the real law. I proved that the USC codes have no merit. I proved that the CFR is the administrative ruling. I walked them through and showed where they wasn't following their own rules of court or administrative procedures. I walked them through the bankruptcy of 1933. I walked them through the International Organization Immunities Act that shows that they're not American citizens. I walked them through and showed them in their own rules that the court does not have jurisdiction under criminal charges because there's no rule, no statute in their rule book that gives them criminal jurisdiction over you and I, except under Title 50, War and National Defense, Chapter 3, under Alien Enemy, Section 23, Jurisdiction of the Court over Alien Enemy Residents, which goes back to that 1798 congressional document of an act respecting alien enemies. This is the only place they have criminal jurisdiction is by bringing this in as an enemy of the state. The problem of it is these people aren't public officials because under the International Organization Immunities Act, they belong to the UN. This would be like Russia coming into Mexico and dragging them into the United States and trying to charge them. You got three different elements here. You got Russian, you got a Mexican, and you got the United States here. They can't charge anybody. And this is what we started proving, and this is what terrified them, but I also walked them through the equity side of this thing, of that birth certificate. I went back and showed if they was going to charge me, they had to bring in the state of Ohio and the state of North Carolina as a co-defendant, as they are the representatives of that trust in receiving that $1 million. And by laying all this stuff out in my paperwork, it just blew their mind and just rattled their cages because it would overturn every single court case in this country. And that's what I was told by the prosecutor and by the public defender. I said, Rod, you'd overturn every court case in this country. I said, well, that's not my fault. You guys are that corrupt. All you have to do is bust me out on a technicality, like you didn't read me my Miranda to after 5 hours or 7 hours. You interrogated me first, and then after you got all the information, then you decided to Mirandize me. Well, I said, you can't do that.
Rod, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, well, then why are they pressing this if they know that they are wrong? Wouldn't it be in their best interest to just say, shoo, charges are dropped. Yeah, we had grand jury investigations, which is nothing but a playground for a federal prosecutor. And, you know, you come into our courts and you're loaded with bear, and, you know, it's deer season. So goodbye, Mr. Class. What are they trying to do?
Well, what they're trying to do is to discourage you listeners out here from doing what I'm doing, because if they figure they can hammer me, then this would give you discouragement on your side of the fence. And the thing of it is, this is what I'm doing here, is the fact that they're stealing my documentation and they can't answer it is the proof that you people need of what I'm doing is right on point.
All right, let's hold that right there. We've got a half hour left in the program. Are we going to have any time to take a few quick calls, Rod?
Yeah, if you want them.
Okay, well, let's cover a little bit more on this, and we'll open up the phone lines. Rod Class has been my guest here today on the National Intel Report. We'll have him for another half hour. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are back. What you folks think out there is government. Legitimate government offices, senators, congressmen, guys with the shiny badges and the six guns, the governors, the tax collectors, etc., etc. These people are nothing more than private contractors. And they've been extorting money from the American people and failing to pay off the public debt as they're instructed to do so by the 1933 bankruptcy. Let me fast forward a little bit here. On the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, how much of a role did that play, Rod Klass, in setting up their administrative codes and their administrative courts?
Well, everything, because if you go back to 1917, when they created the Trade with the Enemy Act, everything ran through an agency for license and registration, 1917. Then when they did the 1933, they put the bankruptcy under agency's control for licensing and registration. That's why you got to have a driver's license, birth certificate, marriage license. That's why your home's registered, your cars are registered. So when they created the 1946 Administrative Procedure Act, that was for us to be able to go back in and bring a claim into the administration for wrongful acts on their side of fence. And for the longest time, this has been one of the deepest secrets that we've had until here in 2010, 2011, when I started getting into this and I started going after North Carolina, after the police department, sheriff department, state highway patrol, tax department, governor's office, Department of Justice, the court system. You know, I went after all these different people at different time periods, and the attorney general for the state of North Carolina filed paperwork into the administrative court saying this court lacks subject matter, or these were not agencies of the state, but are private contractors, private entities that have no state ties. Well, I've got seven wins here in North Carolina on this, and this is part of what has upset D.C., because what we found out in D.C., and I want to bounce back and forth on your administrative side here, is that the Sergeant of Arms of the House and Senate and the Architect of Capitol controls that 10-mile square in the police department. So we filed into the Architect of Capitol, Sergeant of Arms of the House and Senate, we filed an SF, Sam Frank, 95, federal tort claim, and we brought a claim against the federal judge, against the prosecutor, for misconduct. But we filed it into the United States Administrative Court. We filed it into the Department of Justice, Professional Responsibility, Sergeant of Arms, House and Senate, Architect of Capitol. We filed it into the Board of Governors. We filed it into several different places. And what came out of this is that we've got three that came back and told us if we didn't like their decision for us to go file a federal tort claim under Title 28, under Section 2401, or Title 28, 2674, 75 for federal tort claim against these people, which is the administrative side of this thing. Well, in this case, I've had close to 46 to 50 people that filed in as third-party interveners pointing out the corruption of the prosecution and the public defender to the judge. We hit them administratively. This is another reason why they had to shut this case down, because if they did not shut it down, they were looking at about 50 lawsuits, and they're still looking at 50 lawsuits, even without me being in this thing. So that administrative side is very, very important and very devastating to these people when we go back and use it properly on them. And that's what scared the snot out of them.
Most people don't understand this, Rod, that all these administrative codes, all this fancy dancing that they've done, this is only applicable not to the average American citizen in any state USA. This is only for their corporate employees and nothing else. They're private contractors.
Exactly. See, that's when I got in with Kessler, when I started pointing out the Federal Registry of 1935 and the Industrial Recovery Act of 1935, because the statutes at large were never successfully codified in 1925, it only went through the House and the Senate rejected it because there was too many errors. So it became a lame duck setup in this thing. But when they passed the Federal Register and the Industrial Recovery Act, they went back in and reclaimed the statutes at large as administrative procedural control over these people. This is why if you was to get into Title V under Section 552A, the word individual always shows up as a definition. The word person, as defined, is an individual, a corporation, an association. Well, that word individual that's being used under Title V, hold on a minute. Let me unplug this.
They're trying to get a hold of you.
As I proceeded to explain, that word individual means a U.S. citizen or an alien applying for citizenship. So as you go through the definitions, and this is what devastated them, I was breaking down all of their definitions and showing that it could never apply to John Q. Public. It only applied to them and their kind. It was either a U.S. citizen, which was them, or it dealt with alien applying for citizenship. Well, you and I aren't applying for citizenship. We was born here. And we are not U.S. citizens because we didn't take an oath under the 14th Amendment to hold a public office. So as we was breaking all this stuff down, this is what was upsetting them, because I was proving that the United States Code could never apply to us. Nothing could apply to us because it was all restrictions on their side of fence.
You know, this is amazing, because, and I've talked about this on the program before, that I had a woman that was on this program, and she did a lot of her own research. She had an accident, a car accident, Rod, and she hit a deer, and it did some heavy damage to her car. She had the car repaired, and she sent it to the state. Do you know that the state actually paid for the repairs on that car? And I'm going to tell you why that is possible, folks, because that thing that you're driving, that they say is a motor vehicle, and that you operate on public thoroughfares and highways, that actually belongs to the state. When you register it, when you get your driver license, what you're basically doing here is you're driving one of their vehicles. She got her car repaired because the state owned the deer.
Exactly. And that's the thing. They own the automobile and they own the deer, because you cannot hunt a deer unless you have a license.
That's right.
And that's the thing, is not leased. Like a dog has to have a leash on it. It's running wild. The state becomes responsible for it.
Let me take a call here. We're coming up on the last break in this program. Let me go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
You know something? I love this guy. He has totally blown my mind. And quite frankly, it's apparent that since they could not get him on that first charge or whatever the case was, that they had to go take and drop it and institute a new one. You're basically talking about an inquisition. Only because the laws that they have on the books or whatever that he went and quoted to the letter, should I dare say, he basically proved that they are fraudulent because they're not even abiding by that so-called law. And so I'm thoroughly impressed, and that's not easy to do.
Well, I'm impressed, and I can one-up you. I got an email here from Craig, and thank you for sending it. He said, John, is it possible to offer Mr. Class an hour or two program slot on RBN? He would be a great asset. And that's going to be up for Rod to decide, because what's dangerous here is the spreading of the information. Not necessarily what the individual is doing, but it's how that information is disseminated and used. We're trying to wake up the sleeping public. Where do they get a load of this stuff? Francis, hang on. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
All as I want for Christmas is a kick butt new year. Francis, anything else for Rod Class?
Well, just a quick thought for you. I think between him and Clint knocking heads together, they would really be having fun with each other. But quite frankly, I think Ron could actually do a show on his own, period.
Well, he does. He does it on TalkShoe. And how do people find that, Rod?
Okay. I've been doing TalkShoe since about 2006 on education. It's called AIB, Apple in Indigo Baker Radio, and the ID number is 48361. Or if you just look up Rod Class on the internet, I'm all over the internet, I'm all over YouTube, and my AIB show will pop up for you to get into my archives. I've got roughly 1,000 calls on this thing of education.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm a little embarrassed because I didn't even realize that. Y'all have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too, Francis.
Have a Merry Christmas.
So where do we go? Where does Rod Class go from here? You've got another showdown in the court system.
Yeah, I go back in February, on February 9th, supposedly for my sentencing. But the judge sat down and told me that I can appeal his decision of whatever he does. But from what I'm being told, they do not want me in jail, and which is understandable. But on the other hand, because I'm out here, we are teaching people how to come back in. And right now, I've just sort of laid off AIB radio and talked to you because with the hassles that was caused here at the house with my wife and the fact that I was incarcerated for almost 3 weeks really terrified her on this. And the comments that was coming back in from the lawyer, from the public defender. And the more we talked to him, the more that he got stupid on us. But once I signed the plea agreement, then he finally admitted that I beat him.
But aren't you afraid, Rod, that by taking that plea, and this judge can do anything that he wants, pronounce any sentence and try to make it stick, that you might go to jail for quite some time, fighting it from inside their cage?
Well, I understand that, but let me put it to you this way. If you don't sign the plea agreement, I'm going to give you 21 years right now.
Because you were right.
Yes. So, do I look at the 21 years right now, or do I take the chance? Because if they put me in federal penitentiary, which I would be gone, the people in there are hardened criminals, and if I could sit down, and I don't want to say that in a bad way, but they're hardened criminals to their definitions of people like myself in some cases. I start educating these guys in the federal penitentiary, and I start walking them through the laws on this stuff. These guys aren't going to be happy, and this would overturn every one of their court cases. Now they would have a mass run on these courts of an overturn.
Well, and that is the danger. So now that they have you, so to speak, and they can't let you go, and they can't let you keep walking and talking, what do you suppose they're going to do?
Well, if I was in jail, it's like one person sat here and said, I have a captive audience sitting in jail. And these guys would be willing to listen and learn, to where out here, I talk, and people are a little more lackadaisy out here because, number one, they're not in a bind as of yet. And they're on pretty good ground at this point until someone comes knocking on their door, and now they're in a panic, and now they want instant help. Which you should have been learning this stuff over the years, because, ladies and gentlemen, I've been doing this actually since back in the 70s, 75. But I really got into it in 2001, where I've really been hitting it hard and heavy on what we're doing here. And there's three basic rules for all this stuff. Learn their language. And this means get in, understand what the definition of the words mean, understand when they sit here and talk, understand their rules, and know their job description. Because once you know what their job is, it's like I turn around, like I told Judge Kessler and I told Judge Wilkins, under Title 36 U.S.C. Code, Chapter 705, Section 7503, disqualification, because this man didn't uphold the Constitution and he didn't uphold the federal statutes. This man has disqualified himself. Not only underneath this, but under the Smith Act of 1945, this man's committed an act of treason. When you can rattle this stuff off and show them under their own job description, ladies and gentlemen, before I got picked up, DC was terrified of me. once they pick me up and they start putting me in jail and I dump these 80 documents on, they got to a whole different attitude of what fear means with me, because they know I could slam the snot out of them. And I did. This is what's important, is that we learn. Now, a lot of people are going to tell you, you don't need to know the statutes. That's their codes. That's their rules. That's exactly right. That's theirs. That's their procedure. That's how they're supposed to treat us. That's how they're supposed to operate. That's why we need to know what their job is.
Ron, we are just about out of time, and I really want to thank you on short notice. By the way, who is the person that got a hold of you on my behalf?
He goes by Patriot One on my talk show.
Okay, great. Well, Patriot One, thank you for doing this, and Rod, thank you for showing up in short notice. And you may want to consider doing that. Maybe doing a one-hour show a week, or maybe a couple hours. We can find a hole here for you, and you wouldn't be on talk show. And you said that you've toned down quite a bit, but your information and what you're doing, the one thing that's necessary to have happen is to other people be able to follow what's going on with you. Knowledge is the most important thing. If you have that, you can have everything else. Rod Class, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you. The problem is, my wife is dead set against it. She's terrified of this stuff. And that's what, you know, when I got home from prison, I had to sit down and make some concessions for right now.
Well, okay, but she must understand that your greatest protection is exposure, not your silence, because we don't want the federal government to up and declare you some sort of paper terrorist and have you in some camp overseas someplace, because under the NDAA, they can do that now.
Well, I understand that, but no, she's one of these that, no, she's scared. She understands, but she doesn't understand. And now, I have to live with her here at the house.
Okay.
Mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
All right. Rod, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate it. And folks, I'll tell you what, wow. Yeah, that call came in a little bit late. At any rate, we're going to be out of here tomorrow, the 24th, and of course the 25th. We'll be back Friday. And I want y'all to have a good Christmas. And man, we're, like I said, I'm recharging the batteries for 2014. I mean, we're starting to get under their skin. But my aim is not to irritate the government, because we the people are supposed to be the government. What they have given us is some kind of administrative hydra that we're supposed to be dealing with. And not so. You know, this is why the FBI, we reported earlier this year, they're running around telling everybody with the shiny badges and the six guns, oh, well, these guys are terrorists. They're the sovereign citizens. They'd just much rather kill you than look at you. No, that's not the case. We want peace and quiet. The sanguine American life, that we be able to live it in full measure without interference, without threat, without being under the gun. All right, that'll do it for us today. We will be back with you Friday. And at that point, we'll do another report, national intel type, keeping you informed, keeping you abreast. I mean, thank you very much for being here, folks. You have yourself a very, very Merry Christmas. With finance.